Blog Talk Radio.
I see the morning coming in your eyes. Jubilee, jubilee. It's shining brighter than the sun in the sky. Jubilee, jubilee.
Jum Sufan Reef, and certainly we need some jubilee. And this is the Real Talk for Real People show. Now, if you're new to these studies, perhaps you're wondering what these studies are all about. Actually, they're about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, who can give you real jubilee, as the song alluded to, the kind that we need. It's an intelligent, accurate, critical analysis and assessment of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. It's not a cross-contamination with your new thing. It's complete and accurate. It's the closing of the prophecy. There's no addition, additives, or subtraction needed or included. No cross-contamination. In order for you to get a clear view of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and once gotten a clear view, we suspect that there will clear up a lot of misconceptions for you and apprehensions. In order for you to maintain and gather a proper relationship with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub under his codification, and his codification alone, which is by the evidence surely needed, because the lack of cross-contaminant studies that you've been subjected to, I suspect, during your lifetime. So we suggest, imply, and encourage you to get away from the cross-contaminant studies. The Most High don't need any additives. He doesn't need any subtractives, and so on and so forth. He's need a complete, concise study of it. As I said, intelligent, accurate, critical analysis in our assessment. A bird's eye view, leaving no stone or leaf unturned and crossing every T and dotting every I to get to the bottom and the core of the matter. That's what we offer on the Real Talk for Real People show. the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and his nation, complete and in intact. And you may be wondering, Yam Su, you made mention of a we. Who is the we you making mention to, in reference to? This I know with some complete certainty. Sister Abigail from New York City and Katria from New York City, they love the Most High with all their hearts, mind, soul, and strength, and they love you too. They love you well enough to spend their times, Monday through Friday, to give you the complete picture and to not take a dime foot. They feel duty-bound and morally obligated, as Yam Su, to do no less. If you don't love this, and you don't love the Most High, and love the people, the nation, and sometimes strangers, you had lost. You probably have a cross-contaminant way of study, and we're trying to help you clear up that cross-contaminant way of study. We want you to have a concise, clear, crystal clear study, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Bless and praise his holy name. So let me bring them on for you. Sister Abby out from New York City, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family, and may Yah bless you too. All praises and glory to Yah. And as always, I hope everyone's doing well, and it's good to be back. Shalom.
Thank you, sister. It's good to have you back. Shalom. Now, Katria from New York City, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. May the Most High bless you, Yam Su, and Sister Abigail, and all the family that's out there listening in. May the Most High bless you all as well.
Thank you, Brother Cocktail.
Thank you very much, brother. Appreciate it.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Praise
no
God.
Doubt. Good to get into these studies, because it reveals a lot that we should know.
Without any cross-contaminants. Thank you, God. All right. Have y'all ready, Kadriel, Sister Abigail, and fellow students in Radio Land? Turn to Hosea chapter 8. And the Most High says, the apostasy of Israel, the 10 tribes, speaking primarily to, but speaking to all of us, Yehuda to the other three tribes. And I believe this is speaking in reference to when it says something about the eagle against the house of Yakub. It did came against the house of Israel, and it still do, in the form of the Greeks and Romans, and in the form of the United States of America, anyone that finds the eagle flag. So let's get into it, shall we? Take the trumpet to your mouth. He shall come, this nation, like an eagle against the house of the Elohim. And we're the house of the Elohim. Why? Because they have transgressed my covenant, my contract with them, and rebelled against my laws, which we still do. Our ancients did it. We're doing it too. And the ego is still at us. Israel cried to me. Our ancients cried, and we're still crying right along with them. My Elohim, they're lying to themselves. They're crying and saying, they're pursuing everything that's cross-contaminated with the Elohim. They're pursuing Democratic Party, Republican Party, Black Lives Matter, the gay rights movements, and so on and so forth, the Independent Party. But they're seeing, as our ancient says, in their time, and they're following idolatry and churches and whatnot. They didn't have churches, but in our case, religions and churches and so on and so forth. But they had their idolatry, their false gods too. And yet, we are both crying the same thing. They cried, and we're crying it too. My Elohim, we know you. They don't know the Most High. Our ancients didn't have a clear, concise picture of him. They lost that. We don't have a clear, concise picture of the Most High. We lost that. He says,
so,
yeah, go ahead, Kadri.
How accurate is the prophet Hosea when he talks about the eagle?
He's quite accurate. He's straight on point, Cartrell. He's not in
there. They got to be emphasized because America, the symbol of America is the bald eagle, right?
Exactly.
If you kill a bald eagle, they throwing your ass in jail.
You better believe it. The symbol of Rome. And the Greek culture, Roman Greek culture, was a symbol of the eagle.
So how accurate are prophets?
They're straight on point, brother.
Mm-hmm.
They knew the Elohim. Sad to say, Katria.
And we don't.
No,
we don't. We superficially call on God, but mm-hmm. we don't really want to know God. We only want God when it comes time to help us when we're in trouble.
Exactly.
But the Most High is telling us we better know him on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're in trouble or whether you're not in trouble, you better get to know the Most High God.
Exactly. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Mm-hmm. And it says, Israel has rejected the good, which is him. And he says in reference to, because of that, domino effect, the enemy will pursue him.
Ain't like that the true?
Roman, the Roman Greek culture mm-hmm. did. And these Roman Greeks and this new daughter of Babylon continues to pursue. It hadn't let up. It had. We always crying. What's happening? What's going on? Which way is up? Hands up, don't shoot me. Why they just keep killing us? Why they don't give us the vote? Why we can't get good housing? Always asking the same thing. It's like Alcoholic Anonymous, because you're doing the same thing over and over again and seeking different results.
But the question for us is, what good has our people done? What good have we done?
Exactly.
Most I say, we have cast off doing good. Israel has cast off that which is good. What do we do that's good?
Good point, Katra.
Mm-hmm. I know we sang pretty good, but that ain't helping all of us.
No.
I know we played ball pretty good, but that ain't helping all of us. And is that really good in the eyes of Yah? You
no.
singing for your enemies? You playing ball for your enemies? What good do we do in the earth?
Exactly. Truth be told, Katria, truth be told. And
we cast off God. Doing good, man. We cast off doing good. That's why people move away from us. When they see us, they say, oh, they go to the neighborhood because they
exactly.
know we don't do no good. What good are we doing?
Exactly.
We don't do good for each other. So how are we going to do good for somebody else?
Exactly. Praise Yah. Thank you, God.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, they set up kings, but not by me, but not by my authorization. And we still vote people over leadership over us. And in time, but not by the Most High authorization that help people over you. They make princes.
So
but I
you know
not.
Who he's talking about right here, right?
In ancient
we
times,
made kings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in ancient times,
it was talking
we
about
broke away from the kings of Judah, and we made our own king, Joseph, Ephraim. He made his own king. Yeah, I didn't tell Ephraim and Joseph to make kings.
No, we didn't.
That's why they're not anointed kings. Only the kings of Judah are anointed. So
exactly.
we're talking about Israel here, who set up kings for themselves, and Yah didn't sanction the kings of Israel.
Exactly. Praise Yah, God.
So, in essence, these are like Bloods and Crips, these kings of Israel, who took
yeah.
it upon themselves to break away from the kings of Judah and set up their own kings. They basically gangsters.
Right.
Because none of them did good. Not one of the kings of Israel did good.
No. All right. Thank you, God. And it says, from their silver and gold, they made idols for themselves, that they might be cut off. But in effect, it didn't do good because setting up those idols for themselves virtually cut them off. Your calf is rejected. They had a calf of an idol, O Samaria. My anger is aroused against them. How long until they attain to innocence? How long will they get their minds right, so to speak? For from Israel, is even this. A workman made it. It is not the Elohim. But the calf of Samir shall be broken to pieces. A worker made it. A man made it. Just like men make a lot of things as we speak today. But this is not the LOM. Our ages did it, and we continue to do it. Products of their own hand. And it made reference to that calf of Samaria, which shall be broken. Just like in our situation today as we speak, our angels. The apple don't fall far from the tree. They sow the wind and reap the whirlwind. The stalk has no bud. It shall never produce meal. Their endeavor, as far as the Most High is concerned, and that idolatry. If it should produce, for some odd reason, the Most High says, aliens will swallow it up. They won't take any benefit from it. Israel is swallowed up. Now they are among the Gentiles, even as we speak. Like a vessel in which is no pleasure. The nation is like a vessel which no one takes any pleasure in us. Cottrell made reference that. There go the neighborhood. No one takes any pleasure in us. Then nobody's beating the doorway to our pathway. For they have gone up to Assyria like a wild donkey alone by itself. Ephraim has hired lovers. Yes, though they have hired among the nations. They've hired idolatry from among the nations. And as we do as far as these religions are concerned in our modern time, I will gather them. And they shall sorrow a little, which we are sorrowing now, because of the burden of the king and the princes that they set up. Go ahead.
The verse in my book reads a little different.
Okay, read it.
Verse 10. But although they sow themselves among the nations,
okay,
I will not gather them. We try to accuse the Hamites and the Africans for selling us into slavery. No. Yah said you sold yourself. Your leaders sold you into slavery.
Mm-hmm.
But although they sold themselves among the nations, can't blame anybody else. We did this to ourselves, didn't we?
By virtue of our
life. And Mosiah said, what? I will now gather them. Yah will gather that us. Yeah, exactly. Yah intends to gather us from all these nations that we have sold ourselves. Don't blame exactly. The Africans or the Hamites. No. The Most High said we sold ourselves.
What part did we play?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Trying to point the finger at everybody else. But the Most High is coming down and cracking down on the leaders of our people. They wasn't nothing but gangsters. That's why the eagle is over Yah's house right now, okay?
Yeah, we should place the onus on where it should be placed, Katria, which is right in our lap. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Katria, for the clarification. And verse 11 said, because Ephraim has made many altars for sin. We made many altars in order to do what we're doing. These religions, these idolatries, and this harlotry, we've set it up in order for us to sin, which is that's what we do by virtue of these religions in this modern time. But we've made an ample opportunity. It's been set up to have ample opportunity, Katria, then and now. We have ample opportunity to go against the Elohim and not know him. It's true.
So I don't know if you heard about the preacher that got robbed at gunpoint in his church.
I heard about it.
You know how much jewelry they robbed him of? How much it was worth?
$1 million. Right.
How you wearing $1 million worth of jewelry in a church on a Sunday? As some hood Negroes coming in robbing of $1 million worth of jewelry.
Come on, man. You got to be crazy as you want to be. You got to be crazy
serving, living welfare housing.
He's robbing the people of the money to get the jewelry, and so they come in and got him.
So he was staying in public housing?
Say that again?
Was he staying in the public housing or the people were?
The people he served probably live in public housing.
Mm-hmm.
In his church. He's like Creflo Dollar, T.D. Jakes. He's just fleecing the people, and he win $1 million worth of jewelry. He talking about why you ain't robbed me outside the church. Why didn't I rob you outside the church? The people don't care where you at. You got $1 million worth of jewelry. He taking it. Yeah. Church, synagogue, subway station. You got $1 million worth of jewelry on you. I'm taking it.
Exactly.
I don't care where you at. That's what they did. But they got caught. They got caught. Everything's on video nowadays. Said the Greek Empire would have eyes everywhere. And they got caught on cameras.
All right.
But these people are fleecing our people.
Exactly.
Because Ephraim has multiplied altars for sinning. How many churches? I tell you, got 461 churches in Mount Vernon. Mount Vernon is only 4 square miles. 461 churches in a 4 square mile area? Come on. That's ridiculous.
Exactly. And Yah says, God, thank you, brother. In verse 20, all written for him, Ephraim, the great things of my law. But they were considered a strange thing to us.
So that's so important.
Mm-hmm.
That verse you just read. Who wrote the Old Testament? Most I said, I wrote for Israel, for him, the many things of my law. And how did he write it? He had secretaries, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Moshe. They wrote down what Yah told them to write down, right? That's what we need. And how do we regard the Old Testament? How do our people regard the Old Testament? As a strange thing.
Exactly.
Even today.
Then and now. Thank you, Cartel. Then and now. In verse 13, it says, the sacrifice of my offering. For the sacrifice of my offering, they sacrifice flesh and eat it.
So
but
we're doing all these holy days, Shabbat in captivity, making sacrifices, and we eating it. But guess what? It says Yah doesn't accept them. It's not acceptable. You're not doing it according to the codes that I gave you that you're supposed to do it when you're in your land.
Exactly. But you said the key point. The sin is right beneath it. But the Elohim does not accept that in captivity. Outside the temple. Come on, man. Stop it. And Yah says, now he will remember their iniquity and punish their sins. They shall return to Mizraim, which is basically captivity. It's a metaphor for captivity. And we are returned to captivity as a result of our own activities. Not the Hamites, anybody else for that, sir. Our own activities put us in these boats we find ourselves sinking in together. Cartrell, go ahead, brother.
He said we will return to Egypt again in Deuteronomy 28. Mm-hmm. We will return to Egypt again by ship. And that transatlantic slave trade with us returning into bondage again by ship.
That's it. Thank you, brother, for clarifying that. And in conclusion, why is this happening to us? For Israel is begotten is maker. We worship everything and everybody, all these religions. But what does Yah say? For Israel has forgotten his maker and has built temples. Yehuda also has multiplied fortified cities. But I will send fire upon his cities, and it shall devour his palaces, which it did apparently residual effect it continues to do because we have forgotten the Elohim. Bottom line. Cartrell, Sister Avial, Sister, no, Sister Cartrell, may the Most High bless you. You have the mic.
Oh, praise to the Holy One of Israel.
Praise
God. Yeah. It says, Israel, the 10 tribes have forgotten his maker and built palaces. That's what we do, right? We don't know Yah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, our people. And what about Judah? What is Judah doing? Judah has multiplied fortified cities. What does that mean? You think the fortified cities are going to protect you from the wrath of Yah? Yah said, nah, I'm going to send fire on his cities, and it will devour his fortresses. So our ancient fathers thought they could protect themselves against Yah with their fortified cities, and Yah set their cities on fire and devoured their fortresses. So you can't trust in the material might or power that you think you have in your hand when Yah is placing judgment on you. There's no escaping it. So even Judah and Israel had to pay the price for what they did. And what did they do? Israel forgot Yah, and Israel try to protect themselves without Yah with fortified cities. You're not getting away from Yah when you do wickedness and evil. No matter what you do, that judgment is catching up with you, which it did, which is why Most High scattered us into these Gentile nations, which he said he was going to do, right? In this chapter, he said, but although they sold themselves among the nations, I will now gather them. And they begin to waste away because of the oppression of the king of the mighty ones. And our people are wasting away because we're not returning to Yah. We don't know Yah. We're killing each other. And we're wasting away. We're not growing. We're not developing. We're not producing anything. We're just wasting away on a daily basis. But Yah has hope for us. Because he said he's going to gather us from these places. And that's our real hope, because we do have hope. So all praise to the Holy One of Israel, short and sweet. Yah is to the point. He said, Israel is swallowed up. Now they are among the nations like a worthless thing. And that's our position. That's where we find ourselves. People see us as worthless.
Praise God,
Cartier.
Praise God.
Sister Abby,
do you have any
questions? No, not really. You brothers broke it down, and Yah said it all.
Praise God. Well, Cartier, I guess my brother, in his second segment of study, we're ready for another beautiful song.
Yes, sir. Psalms 114. You know what the title is? Psalms 114, y'all. So, what's the title? I don't have it.
Yeah, the title for it? The title?
Psalms 114.
Yeah, 114, it says, the power of Yah and his deliverance of Israel.
One more time.
The power of Yah and his deliverance of Israel.
Ain't that what he promising us?
Is that
he going to deliver us by his power?
Yes.
So this is a very important song, isn't it? Yah is going to deliver Israel by his power. Praise Yah. We don't know who wrote it, but we know that's the theme that Yah put down to us as a nation. It says in the first verse, praise Yah, God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, even for our ancient fathers, who put the message in the music. When Yisrael went out of Mizraim, the house of Yaakov, from a people of a foreign language, Yehuda became his sanctuary, Yisrael his dominion. The sea soared and fled. The Jordan was driven back. The mountains skipped like rams. The hills like little lambs. What was it, you see, that you fled? You Jordan that you turned back. You mountains that you skip like rams, you little hills like lambs. Tremble, you earth, at the presence of Yah, at the presence of the Elohim of Yahweh, who turned the rock into a pool of water, the flint into springs of water. So we're talking about the deliverance of the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. Moses shook up the earth. He said the sea saw it and fled. The sea saw Yah and ran. The Jordan was driven back. The mountains split like rams. The hills like little lambs. At the presence of Yah, tremble all earth. Because that's what happens when Yah's presence appears in the earth. And people don't know that. So we know that Yah's presence shakes up everything. And you got to know that. It says, tremble, you earth, at the presence of Yah, at the presence of the Elohim of Jacob. And what does he do? He could turn a rock into a pool of water. And a flint, you know what a flint is? A flint is used to spark fire, not water. He said he turns a flint into springs of water. Because nothing is impossible for the Most High.
Yes.
Nothing is impossible. He does miraculous things. And we give thanks and praise to him because his focus is on Yisrael and delivering us from bondage and our captivity. All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael. We love him with all our heart, soul, and might because he does these things for us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise Yah, Kajal. That was short, quick, and sweet and straight to the point. Wasn't no going to beating around the bushes because it was synchronized by the Most High. And it only if we get it right. The answer is there. You got to go by the code and get it right. Ain't nothing for free in life. And certainly the relationship with the Elohim is not for free. Stop taking it as some sort of game. That's the problem. We see it as some sort of game and it's amusing. But it's not amusing to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. And there's nothing to play with. Let's get serious about this. That's why we got this cross-contaminated relationships, cross-contaminate effects. Everything in our life is cross-contaminated because we don't have a clear, concise understanding of God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. And it has an ill effect upon us. And the evidence speaks for itself. Nobody's beaten a pathway to our doorways because we're not the people that we were or should be. And therein lies our dilemma and our problem. We like to lie to ourselves and each other. That is not conducive for us. That does not work for us. It works on us. Stop lying to yourself and or each other. Follow the code and get a proper, constructive understanding of the Most High. Get an intelligent, accurate understanding of him. He don't need any cross-contaminant or support system other than himself. And therein lies our solution, our antidote for whatever ails us in any aspect of our lives. So, Kachia, thank you very much, my brother and friend. And I'm going to play that song again in closing, Jubilee, because we ain't got no real Jubilee. But the Most High has a real Jubilee for us in our land. But we got to get there first. And that's why these studies are essential. And we pray that you get your new heart and spirit, too, in the process so you can understand this stuff. This stuff is no game. People, stop taking it as some laughing and giggling, warm, fuzzy feeling. Ain't no laughing, giggling matter, and ain't no sense of having no parade because you ain't got nowhere yet, okay? I don't know why people want to have parades they ain't never got nowhere. Get to where you're getting, then have a parade. I strongly advise when you get there. Don't even have a parade unless the Most High tell you have one. Just do what the Most High tell you do, how he tell you do it, when he wants you to do it, and when he said jump, you best be saying hi. Said all this nonsense. We just become a silly people like that donkey, Israel. We act just like donkeys, silly donkeys. We're not serious about anything. We're not serious about any aspect of our lives. We're not serious about any actual change in our lives. We simply want to do the same thing over and over again and expect different results. And it's the definition of insanity according to Alcoholics Anonymous. So if we really want to be serious about this, let's get serious in our studies. Let's learn to love the Most High with all our hearts, minds, souls, and strengths, and our brothers and sisters, even some strangers of ourselves, and learn how to treat people properly, because we're not treating anything properly. Our relationships, our businesses, our brotherhood, our nation, Because poor Cartier at the end of, you should be ran to go to give a dollar. Not for the Real Talk for Real People show. You should be ran to go. Cartier, where I go? But you silly, like that donkey. Then you want people to laugh and ha ha hee hee with you. Like it's a game. This ain't no game, people. That's why we take an intelligent and accurate critical analysis approach to the study of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. He's not your good luck charm. He's not your genie in a lamp. He's not the pot on the back stove. He's everything and anything. He's your solution for everything. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Thank you, Cartrell.
Praise Yah.
Any commentaries, Katria and Sister Avia, before we get out of here?
No, I'm just going to say tomorrow I might not make it on because I got a call in. But if I don't make it on, I'll definitely be back Monday, as always.
Praise
God. So I'll say, seek Yah, praise Yah, and obey Yah. Shalom, praise good night, family.
Shalom and good night, sister. Godreel.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. All praise to the Holy One of Israel for the wisdom, knowledge, understanding that he's imparted upon us, that he left behind for us to study and seek out because it's so powerful. What we read is real powerful. Each and every time I read it, study it, learn about it, it only brings strength to me. So I don't know if you still got 4,000 people out there. They learned anything. They gained any wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Help the nation out to give glory, praise, honor, to magnify Yah's words. Because he said, what do you say tonight? He said, my people find my words a strange thing. Mm-hmm. And from what we study, the Old Testament, from Genesis to Malachi, there's nothing strange in it to me about it. Matter of fact, it gives me hope, strength, and lets me know that Yah is true to his word. So if you find Yah's word a strange thing and you're just here to be entertained, you're going to sit back and not give your dollar to Yah will gather that us. But if you're inspired and you've gained some wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and learned something, $1 is not going to hurt you. So all praise to the Holy One of Israel for his words and his loving kindness towards us. May the Most High bless us. I'm going to say shalom and good night, family. We love you.
Praise Yah, and we love y'all. Shalom and good night.
I see the morning coming in your eyes. Jubilee, Jubilee. It's shining brighter than the sun in the sky. Jubilee, Jubilee. I hear your joy bells ringing in your voice. Jubilee, Jubilee. Oh, Jubilee, Jubilee, you're the kind of joy.